You know, either they're making me older or these stages longer. It's like a $12 cab ride. Well, I can call my trainer now and go, I exercised today. But I think this is like my sixth or seventh gala. You know, it's like a part of every summer of mine. And there's parts of every summer. First of all, there's that part of summer where some relative has a cottage somewhere in Toronto or near the Hudson or in Maine. And are you going to come to our cottage? Why? Well, there's a lot of mosquitoes and we don't have air conditioning. But you don't need it.
Yes, you do.
Because you know what? It'll be chilly there every day, except when my ass pulls up to see the cottage. Then there'll be a heat wave. And when I put on the air conditioner, I need to find housekeepers frozen solid. Inches from the thermostat. Look at that, she almost made it. So don't invite me to your cottage. I don't want to go. And another thing that's got to stop, do you ever have like a summer with so many weddings? Like 9 weddings last summer. 9. You don't care anymore. You know, after the 4th wedding, my eyes twitching. And congratulations. Then you have to, there's a registry. Now, not just for the wedding. I give money for the wedding. I give money, and if the food ain't good, take a little money out. So, I go to, there's an engagement party. With the 9 weddings last summer, we're throwing her an engagement party. What does that mean? There were no engagement parties when we grew up. You didn't have engagement parties. So I go to the registry. The only thing left, a Dyson vacuum cleaner. What are they, $600-$700? Oh, I got it. But I wrote the card. Here's your Dyson vacuum cleaner, you greedy bitch. I took the cheese platter and left. Good luck with your life.
Not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down. 'Cause I'm already standing on the ground. Found out a long time ago what a woman can do to your soul. Oh, but she can't take you anyway. You don't already know how to go. And I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down. 'Cause I'm already standing on the ground.
Welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke, here on another week. And this week I'm taking it a little bit easier. And the reason being, I want to dedicate the whole show to my American mom, Evie Diamond, who has gone in for a procedure on her knee. And I want everyone out there to wish her the best of luck for the procedure. And hope she gets well real soon. And we're wishing her all the best. Keep her in the thoughts as well. And I know she likes all this kind of music, so that's why I want to play it for her when she gets out, so she can relax and have a listen. And I'm not sure whether she'll relax when she hears my voice, but definitely she'll relax when she hears the music, because I'm going to try and play a lot of her choice of music that I think she would like. And I think I've got a sense of it over the years. So I do hope you will enjoy the music I will play today, and especially for Evie Diamond, all the way over in Battle Creek. Now, at the weekend, I was at Comic-Con in Northern Ireland. If you haven't been to these before or never went to one, please can I urge you to go to at least one, just one, because they are phenomenal. They're great crack. The amount of people you meet. And yesterday or Saturday, I felt like a little bit of a star because I was at that stage. I was the only one. I did come in earlier on as Freddy Krueger, and everyone knows I do that as well. And I was in as Freddy Krueger. There was Jacob Moore. There was Stephen Lafferty. And there was Marty Mack. And we were all up there wandering around in Freddy Krueger. So there's plenty of Freddy's for everyone. But I didn't see any zombies. And I decided to go as a zombie. And I went up, and there's two guys from England. And Psycho Spray, if you're looking for them on Instagram and on Facebook. And they had setups done. And one was kind of a zombie zone. It's a bit 4 foot, kind of a what would they call it, display with doors and a chain on it. And it says, dead, or don't open, dead inside. So I seen a few people and they were taking photographs with it. And I said, because I came in as the zombie, I decided that I'd stand in and have a look and let people get photographs with a zombie with that area. And then I ended up about an hour and a half later before I got a break because so many people seen it. And then the guys that owned the setup, they came along and was wondering why everyone was queuing up to get photographs. And they came around and Chris was talking to me and he says, I didn't know what was going on here. He says, I said, sorry, is this yours? I'll get over it now. And he said, no, stay as long as you like, because it was bringing people to the display. And on the far side of that display, they had a sitting room display. And in there, there was cobwebs, there was the seat with blood on it, and it was torn up and all that. You know, the same way as it would in a haunted house. So I sat down there as the zombie, and Chris kept telling everyone that it was just a mannequin, that he built the whole thing, it was a mannequin, and that was it. So people would sit down beside me, and I let a roar, and he was videoing them, and he caught the videos of them jumping. I'm looking forward to seeing them, so it should be so good. So I had a fun weekend myself, as I always do, I suppose, and it was great, and it was fantastic. So if I can urge you to go to one Comic-Con, no matter where you are in the world, go and check it out. It's fantastic, it's great fun, and I'll definitely be back at Comic-Con Northern Ireland next year again, first class. And if you want to check out all the pictures and videos and that, on Facebook, Comic-Con Northern Ireland, or even on Instagram, check it out. Now, as I said, I'm playing all the music for Evie, sort of a soft-ish music, so that I can help her with her recovery. And I want to wish her a very, very, very speedy recovery, and I'm hoping that you guys will do the same for me as well. Here is Queen, I Want It All. Just come on.
Just an alley creeper, light on his feet. A young fighter screaming, with no time for doubt. With the pain and anger, can't see a way out. It ain't much I'm asking, I heard him say. Gotta find me a future, move out of my way. I want it all.
much to do in one lifetime.
Do you hear me?
Living in for compromise and whiz and wise and living lies. So I'm living it all.
Yes, I'm living it all.
And I'm giving it all.
And I'm giving it all.
A little bit noisier than I was hoping, Evie, so I hope that didn't scare you, because I wasn't planning that one to be that loud. I forgot all about how loud it was, so my apologies on that one. But I know you like Queen, and I think it was one of the songs you asked me to play many, many moons ago when you started listening to the show. So I hope it was okay for you. And I hope you enjoyed it. Now, here's one I know one of your later favourite bands, same as me, and they're playing in Dublin in November, I think. I can't just think of what date in November, but they're playing in Dublin on, I think it's November 2nd or something. Here is the Dead South. I know you enjoy these two, and Banjo Odyssey.
Down, and I said, down, no, and she said, she needs some sweet loving anyway.
Yeah, there you go. That's the Dead South and Banjo Odyssey. And I know it's a new favourite of Evie's, so I'm going to play that. And as I said, a lot of the songs I'm playing today, on this week's show rather, is from songs that I know, I'm nearly 100% sure that I know, that Evie will like. Like this one from The Animals, The House of the Rising Sun.
My mother was
step back in time with vinyl from the vault on the Leanbox Show.
TTM Healthcare Solutions have partnered with Odyssey.
And we're both a little older. The unknown soldier.
Breakfast where the news is read. Television, children fed. Unborn living, living dead. Bullet strikes the helmet's head. And it's all over for the unknown soldier. It's all over for the unknown soldier.
Yeah, there you go. Vinyl from the vault this week is The Doors with Unknown Soldier, especially for Evie, to wish her a very, very speedy recovery on her operation. And this is something I was hoping that it'd be a little bit quieter, but it's not as quiet as I thought. So I do hope it doesn't scare you out of the bed and that kind of thing, Evie. I do apologise for it being a little bit noisier than it should be. Anyway, here is Steeler's Wheel. Would stuck in the middle, would you?
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. Stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am. Man.
Here you are, Evie, stuck in the middle with us here on the Liam Burke Show. Now, time for more comedy, and I know Evie's a big fan of this man. Well, I'm nearly sure she is, because we were talking about him so many times before. And it is, of course, Mr. Rodney Carrington. And what else could I play on the show for us all? Because he's just quite a funny man. If you ever get to see him, he just really is a funny man. And I'm going to play a piece here now that's called Marriage.
Wife on a Holiday Inn lounge in 1993 and said, I'm going to get you pregnant and marry you. And she said, you're an idiot. And 3 months later, she was pregnant and we got married. Now, I don't recommend that kind of courtship. It comes with a lot of heartache. But we didn't know each other. You know, I didn't know what it was like to live with a woman for any length of time. You know, you ever walk up on a cat and it goes... Five to 7 days out of the month, that happens at my house, and we don't have a cat. But I sympathize after 17 years of marriage of watching it. If I had a spot on my body that just bled for no apparent reason, and I had to carry around a wound kit, some gauze pads, and Neosporin, and doctor myself, I might be pissy, too. You know? I feel dirty. Sitting in a Chili's trying to order. I'm bleeding. Get me a tea. I'll be back. I wouldn't make it as a woman. It'd take 2 weeks and I'd just sew my shut. Gone. Zero. Be gone. I'd just be a good helper. I could help you load a toolbox or make you some biscuits. But you'd have to cuddle with the dog. Physically, we're not the same. Not after 17 years, but you know what? I didn't plan on that. I didn't think that far ahead. I didn't think we'd change. I didn't know that at some point our relationship would truly be about love and companionship. And it will be someday. Because we're going to get so disgusted to one another, naked, that we're just going to look at each other and go, you want to just get dressed and go eat something? I'll see you at the car. You know, but while we're still somewhat attractive to one another, I'd like to do it a little more often. And my wife will say things to me like, well, I wanted to do it the other night. You didn't. Where was I at? When? When my foot touched your foot. What? When your foot touched my foot, was my foot supposed to tap my wiener on the shoulder? What the hell kind of hint is that? You crawled into bed in them pawpaw pajamas. You look like a boy. You look like a damn boy. I can't get excited when you look like a boy. She has a pouch. After three kids, you have a pouch. You know what I know about that pouch? You can't grab it. And it's hard not to do in cold weather, isn't it, boys? You get into bed with your wife and reach around there. Oh, it's hard not to reach around there and grab that pouch. But when you do, just know, you know. It's like when you grab a woman's pouch, it's like saying, hey, fatty. What's up there, fat stuff? Why don't you run in the kitchen and get you a Pop-Tart there, fatty? Women hate that. That is a no-sex penalty right there. Grabbing a pouch. Put your arm above her pouch because her boobs are down there now. Your best bet is just throw your arm around her shoulder and pat it. God bless you. Good night. I love you. See you in the morning. You know? And there's sex penalty. You know, a woman can hold sex from a man, you know? You ain't getting any. We don't have that ability. You know, we can't get pissed off and go, well, I hope you don't mind your vagina being empty for a while. That does nothing but evoke laughter. And how long do you think it'd last, even if we did say it? Hope you don't mind your vagina being empty for a while. All she'd have to do is go, oh, yeah, what do you think about those? Well, hell, I guess we can hold off on that rule for just a little while. We don't have that chip. There's got to be compromise in a marriage, you know? There's always temptation. That's going to be with you everywhere. But if you got compromise, you can withstand it. If you don't, you'll run off and just f*** your whole life up. You will. Some people don't know any better, but temptation goes all the way back to when we were kids. Remember when you were little? Mama would take you to the ice cream store and get you a plain cone with one scoop of vanilla. Remember how happy you were?
I love vanilla. Thanks, Mama.
I just love the way kids move around. I love that. I wish we all still did that, you know, get a coffee. You know? Look at my shoes, they made me run fast. And you're standing there with your little plain cone with a little single scoop of vanilla, and another kid passes you with a big old double scoop of chocolate and Oreos drizzled all over it.
What the hell? I want some of that.
And that's like marriage. After a while, you're walking with your little single scoop of vanilla that in the beginning you were real happy with. And another guy passes you with a big old double scoop of chocolate. Two M&Ms placed perfect.
What the hell? I want some of that.
And what you don't understand is underneath that double scoop of chocolate's a sour old walnut that'll give you food poisoning. And might put a wart on you, pecker.
To get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
Everything I could never.
Yeah, there you go. That was Right Down the Line by Jerry Rafferty on the Liam Burke Show, especially for Evie Diamond to wish her very well in her recovery from her operation. And I've loads more, well, not loads more, but I still have great music to come yet on the Liam Burke Show, like this one from Leonard Skinner and Tuesday's Gone.
Oh, She had to be free, Lord, but somehow I got to carry on.
Sorry, Evie, these are a little bit livelier than I wanted to have for you on the show, but I do hope they help with recovery, and I have two more great tracks before I finish off this week if my computer doesn't keep messing up on me here. But anyway, we'll get there in the end. Here is another band, and it's a new band that I threw onto you and you liked so much, and this is The Who with This Is Mongolia. Mongol.
Welcome back.
There you go, that's The Who, and this is Mongol. I introduced Evie to them earlier on the year, and she liked them, so I do hope that helps. Mind you, there's a lot of screaming in it, just to, get easing in on the music. I thought it'd be a lot softer, but I'm sure you don't mind that at the minute. Evie, I'm going to finish off with this track, and I'm going to say to everyone, have a great week, and a happy recovery to you, Evie. And stay safe, everyone. Until next week, take care. I'm going to leave Evie with this one, one of her favourite bands. I remember this as well when I was playing it in the beginning. She loved it so much, so I'm going to play it for her to finish off the show. And all the best with the recovery. And I want to get everyone to wish Evie very best in recovery as well. Here is Mama's Boys with Belfast City Blues. Liam Bourke signing off on The Liam Bourke Show. Till next week, take care. Mind yourselves. Bye-bye.